morning rally in the great state of Ohio.
MSNBC. You know, here's an example of what Senator Kerry is willing to do. When these 300 and, well, Chris Wallace kept saying 377 tons. I don't know how he got that exact figure, but when the 380 tons of explosives or whatever they were, munitions turned up, you know, the old big controversy about that last week. The Senator Kerry chose to ignore the 400,000 tons of weapons and explosives that had been confiscated by U.S. troops and destroyed. And look what my friend Rudolph Giuliani and the rest of these people, they were willing to go out there and blame the troops. Now Giuliani explained himself, and he was slightly misquoted, slightly taken out of context, slightly. But their point was, it was like a Saturday Night Live deal. They were going to lay it all off on poor old Ashley Simpson, which they've successfully done, by the way. And that's exactly what the Bush administration wanted to do, is to blame it on the troops. So, and for Senator Kerry to start screaming about that these were the explosives that got in the hands of the people who were killing our soldiers, that was outrageous. But he wants to be elected. That's my point. Gotta go. He is willing to do what they do, and that's why. And misrepresent the facts, which he has done.
Bring it on.
Now, it was unfortunate that Evan Thomas of Newsweek had to point out that it was more appropriate for President Bush to lie because at least he believed in something, as opposed to my guy who, well, we're just not sure here yet, but I don't know. I mean, of course he believes in himself. Anything, Charlie?
Well, of course, they both do. Come on.
What? You got old Teresa tied up in a trunk somewhere right now for about another 48 hours, honey.
With a gag ball.
36 hours, sweetheart.
27 after the hour, we'll talk to Senator John McCain, who...
I'll let you out in 2 days.
If you really wanted to bring Iraq to its knees, all you have to do was send the Bush economic team over there to do the job.